I am Joanne Bradbury. I'm speaking for Sherry Godlewski. She had to go home. She asked me to say, those speaking in support of the project are mostly not from Deerfield and stand to benefit financially from the project. That's it.
Ms. Bradbury, don't move because you're up next.
My turn. I am Joanne Bradbury. I own property and live in Deerfield. I grew up down south, but it's been my lifelong dream to live in rural New England. When I was looking for land back in the early 80s, I discovered Deerfield, an enchanting rural town, and I decided to settle here. Deerfield is where I want to spend my golden years. I love to roam the hiking trails on my own land and all over the state. I have worked to create my special place here in Deerfield for over 30 years. By 1992, I had saved enough to build a home. I worked hard at improving my land and home slowly over that 30-year period, one step at a time. The proposed Northern Pass towers and lines, if built, will cross over my land. If you permit them to proceed with this project, I will see and hear these monstrosities every day for the rest of my life. At my age, I'm older than I look. It's not possible that I will be able to sell out at a loss and start again. I will not be able to recreate what I have created here in Deerfield. I just don't have that much time. Okay, so the applicant has brought in experts to tell you that these towers and lines will have no adverse effect on the property values and the aesthetics of this beautiful town and this beautiful state. Our common sense tells us that that opinion is nonsense. We all know what these towers will look like and what they will sound like because our common sense informs us. The towers are massive, the electric lines have an incessant hum that will never go away, and the corona effect will create flashing lights. You don't need a PhD in this, that, or the other thing to know that these towers will devastate a large portion of the state of New Hampshire. Wetlands will be permanently destroyed by construction equipment. The expanded substation in Deerfield will ruin the value of the homes of everyone near it. If this project goes forward, you will create a path of damage and destruction the entire length of the state of New Hampshire, from Canada to Massachusetts. There's no doubt that property values, aesthetics, health and welfare, wetlands, and wildlife all will be irreparably harmed. Once these towers go up, you can't make it right again. Why would someone want to do such a thing? Is it about power? Yes. I have to believe that it's about the power of corporate greed. And what greed will do, what greed will lead a corporation to do. And shame on you. We've just been through the biggest recession since the Great Depression, and corporate greed caused it. $8 billion is the amount of money that Eversource stands to make over the 40-year lifespan of this project. Don't let them take our land, our homes, and a corridor through our entire state. Keep in mind that the rights of way that were granted in the 20s, 40s, 50s did not remotely contemplate a construction project of this magnitude. The courts will adjudicate the issues relating to the rights of way. You have many reasons to reject this project. In the words of Mrs. Reagan, just say no. Thank you for your time.